are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, friends, let's get into our conversation for this morning. In our boyhood feature, we are speaking about brotherhood with the right boys, all right? Brotherhood with the right boys and choosing the right friends, the importance of all of that, because building meaningful brotherhood is crucial during boyhood, right? Positive influences and supportive relationships, they shape our characters, they shape our faith and future choices. So it's really important that we make the right friends. You've heard the saying that, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you your character. You've heard sayings like birds of a feather flock together. And so all of these kind of emphasize the fact that the friendships that young men make are crucial to who they're going to grow up to become. And so that's why this is a very important conversation for us to have. And so we're speaking this morning with Pastor Dixon, who's going to be taking us through a lesson on why young men need to choose the right friends and how exactly they can do exactly that. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Yes, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for making time to speak with us this morning, Pastor. Looking forward to getting into this very important conversation. And I guess a good place for us to start would be to ask the question about what qualities we should actually be looking for. What qualities are important in friends and brothers in faith?
Yeah, I would love to say greetings to the listeners and also to the team that side. We just want to thank the Lord that has given us this opportunity that we can learn these that are important questions that you have alluded to.
Yes.
Coming to the question that has been given, this is the most important issue that needs to be taken with keen interest. Because what I understand myself is that there is no one that has just found him or herself as a already grown up person. It's only Adam and Eve, as it is recorded in the Bible.
Right.
So that simply means that we all have passed through childhood, and so we know what it takes for one to grow to the age where we are today, and so there is a vital need that we need to consider what kind of friends that we mingle with and also the brothers in faith. And so let me just jot down some of the things that may be needed for our friends, mm-hmm. even as they grow. You know, we would love to encourage them that it's very important to look at the quality of friends which can bring about loyalty. If loyalty can be missing, then it is a friendship that is leading to a broken one, because loyalty builds us together. And so if loyalty can be present, it simply means that we will have the need of trusting each other.
Right.
And so we can also talk about empathy. It brings about the issue of empathy and also to have the values which are common within themselves, so that even as they have got the same values, you are going to find that they will be supportive and also know what is important to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. And how can meaningful and supportive brotherhood actually be built?
Oh, you know, that is an interesting part. What I've been told, as I've been taught before, and also seeing it in practice, is that there is no friendship that grows, you know, when you are isolated. We desire to be there for one another. In fact, God is not an isolated being.
Mm-hmm.
He's a social being. And so how can we build these to be meaningful friendship and brotherhood? It's something that calls upon us to be engaged into some kind of things that will make us to be together, to enjoy ourselves.
Right.
E.g., we can talk about the Bible studies. can talk about recreations. We can talk about the hikings and adventurous moments such that it can also lead us to know about each other's life and share our common interest, even as the young people they are meeting in such kind of. Otherwise, at the end of the day, it will help us to come together and to know why is it important that we can be together and share all the struggles, the goals, and the life that one would want. And at the end of the day, we pray together as a team.
Beautiful. And how do friends also influence values? How do they influence decisions during a young man's life in his boyhood?
That is a serious component. They say bad character corrupts good morals. In as much as we can be able to point out some negativities that come out of these friendships that our young people are engaged into, we need to ask ourselves questions like, where do these young people come from? You and me, we understand that these children, they are coming from different backgrounds. They have got different families. And so in each home, there are rules and roles that they do in their families. And at the end of the day, you find that even character building is differently because of where they are coming from. And so you are going to find that they spend much of their time together, more than the time that they spend at their homes. And so we are living at a time when parents are busy with work and so on and so forth. And so the only time that one would want to be with the children, maybe it's on the Sabbath. And then also Sabbath becomes tricky because you find that the father is an elder, the mother has got also other meetings. So those are the things that we should take care, interest into our children, that because if we give them just like that, they'll end up getting influences that may not lead them to better persons or better people. And in turn, it will bring a lot of chaos. Let me just quickly mention or quote some of the issues that we can look at in the biblical concept.
Okay.
We can talk about Ellen White, why she quoted in Patriarchs and Prophets. She says it took only one woman to train a child and raise up a leader who would rescue or redeem the children of God from Egypt, and that was Moses. Only for 12 years. And the knowledge that Moses got from his childhood, it was the knowledge that led him to be a better leader and the most meekest person on earth, for that matter. Then there is also a negative that we find in Solomon. Solomon was a wise man, but look at the child that he left. Out of all what he did, you find that Jeroboam goes to ask about the advice. The elders give him the advice, which is right. But the young man decided to follow his own fellow friends. At the end of the day, what happened? The kingdom was divided. So it is very, very important as we take keen interest in knowing the friends of our children, in knowing how do they spend their time? What do they really do? What do they really like? In those kind of areas, then we'll be able to foster a good decision, even when it comes to make up for in their way of life.
Yes. Wow, that's really important. All right. And how can one distinguish between healthy friendships and those that might lead him astray? How would a young man be able to tell the difference?
It's tricky for a young man. But having said from the earlier statement that I had alluded to, if we parents can take a keen interest in training our children, showing them the rightful paths, they will be able to distinguish to say, I think these that you are doing, they are not in line with what the Bible is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will stick to their minds. They will be moving with it. They will be sleeping with it. They will be eating it. They will be going with it because we have done the homework as parents. Because for a young man, he is, you know, this is an age where they really adventurous. They're adventurous in short. In other words, they want to explore life and to know more. Even though you can talk about this and that, but if they can hear it from the parents, I'm telling you that it can have a high beacon that cannot be removed. And so they will be able to distinguish to say, I think this kind of a friend is not a good friend or in those areas. And at the end of the day, maybe there may be even children that can help their friends to be in the good shoes and the good friendship, Amen. Which is healthy.
Amen.
And sure.
What role does brotherhood play in spiritual and personal development?
Yeah, really. It brings about accountability. It brings about the desire to know that it is important to have communication and not to be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
It also brings about one to know the importance of their presence, either at home, either at school, either at church, because the input that they are giving that side, it will personally be workable to one or two who is looking. You know, they say the better sermon is the life that one reads,
yes.
than the one that is preached.
Yes.
It will make the young people to grow in a spiritual way. If these that are trained very well mingle with the commoners or mingle with those that have got no light in their homes or from where they are coming from, we are going to find that it will foster them to share their experiences, to bring about the way of life that Christ would do, would be able to update and to uplift the young people to do more in the betterness and the cause of the gospel.
Amen. Amen. And what final words would you have, words of advice for that young man who's trying to build meaningful relationships that are going to help him and guide him in the direction that he's trying to go, which hopefully is the direction of faith, direction towards heaven?
Thank you so very much. Lastly, I would just want to say that we have a Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Father in heaven. If there is anything that a young person must be able to do is that let us remember that we have a Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take prayer to be the first thing ever in our lives. If we pray and recognize that God is there, He will lead us and give us the proper direction as young people and learn to depend on Him. And nothing that comes which is negative from Him should we accept then. Mm-hmm. Our lives shall be open. That is my prayer for the young people and my desire that they shall look into this relationship that they are in, they countercheck and also self-introspection so that they may be able to know where they are standing and where they should work on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate your time. Thank you for coming through. And hopefully we can all take this advice with us and make meaningful friendships and relationships. Not only just make meaningful friendships, but we also can be good influences on other people's lives. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so very much. Have a good day.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.